Das kann so sein, dass ich nicht über wenn ich mir sage, dass Kedushin darf mem Ches. Sagt die Gemara, previously said, that Rav said that one who is Mekadosh with a loan is not Mekadosh. So, in fact, the Gemara, maybe we can say this is actually a Machloikas among Tanoim in a Brisa. The Brisa says, if a man says, be Mekadosh to me with a shtar, Rav Meir says, it's puzzle. It's not a kosher Kedushin. Rav Loza says, it is a kosher Kedushin. And Nacham say, we appraise the paper. If it's worth a pruta, she's Mekadosh. If not, she's not Mekadosh. Now, what type of shtar is the Braisa discussing? If it's a promise where he knows from a third person to this man, then there would be a contradiction of Rav Meir, because he says in another Braisa that such a shtar could be used for Kedushin. Rather, we have to say that the document is a promissory note from this woman to this man. And the machlekes must be whether Kedushin of a loan can be a Kedushin. Rav Nachum Yitzchak said, the shtar of the Braisa is a shtar Kedushin that wasn't signed by witnesses. Rav Meir followed his own shita that the Eidah Chasim Makarti, and therefore, since there's no witnesses, it's a puzzle of shtar. Rav Loza followed his own shita that Eidah Masira Makarti, and therefore, since there were Eidah Masira, the shtar is kosher. The Chacham say that they're not sure who to follow, and therefore they say that if the shtar is itself with a pruta, the kedushin is valid als kesef. If not, not. Nachatayr zok the gemara. The case is the shtar of kedushin was not written lishma, and they argue that Lacha Resh Lakish, who says that the shtar of kedushin has to be written lishma, just like gerushin. Third answer, we can say that they all agree with the shlakish, but the case is where the shtar was written without her knowledge. It was written lishma, but without her knowledge, and they argue in the machlokes of Maroyim whether a shtar kedushin must be written with the woman's knowledge or not. Mar tries again, maybe we could say this machlekes among Tanaim of a Braisa. The Braisa says if a woman gives gold to a goldsmith and tells him to make jewelry out of it, and tells him, make the jewelry and I will become Mekadeshes to you. Rav Meir says as soon as he makes the jewelry, she becomes Mekadeshes. The Chacham says she does not become Mekadeshes until money reaches her hand. Now what does the Chacham mean? If they mean that the gold that she gave him reaches her hand, and they mean to say that when he returns it to her, she's Mekadeshes, that would mean that Rav Meir holds that she's Mekadeshes even if he doesn't give it back to her. That can't be right, because in what way is she Mekadeshes? With what? We have to say the machlekes is whether the man can be meichel the money that she owes him for the work and use that loan as the kedushin. Rav Meir says he can, or Rabban say that he can't. Rav Meir says no, it may be that everyone holds that one cannot be mekadeshes with a loan. The machlokes here is that the Rabban holds that the goldsmith is owed the money from when he begins to work on the project, therefore it's a loan and can be used as a kedushin, whereas Rav Meir holds that he does not earn money until he completes the project and returns it to her. Therefore, when he gives it to her and tells her not to pay for it, it's not yet a loan and therefore it could be used as a kedushin. Nochateretz, we can say that everyone agrees that a loan can't be used, and everyone agrees that he earns his fee when he begins to work. The machlokes is whether a craftsman is kind of the value added to the keli. Rav Meir says that he is, and it's that value that he uses for the kedushin. Rav Abundant says he's not, and therefore the only thing he gives her is a loan. Third terror is Akhti Gemara. It may be that everyone agrees that he is not kind of the portion of the keli. The case is that the goldsmith added a jewel of his own onto the gold. The machlokes is when a woman is given a loan and an additional pruta, does she focus on the additional pruta or the entire thing? Rav Meir says she focuses on the pruta, therefore it's a good kedushin. Rav Abundant says she focuses on the entire thing, therefore it's a loan, and therefore it's not a good kedushin. This point is actually a point of machlokes between other tanaim and another brisa as well. Zuck the next mishavo. If a man told a woman, be mekadesh to me with this cup of wine, and the cup was found to be of honey, or vice versa, or he says, be mekadesh to me with a silver dinner, and was found to be gold, or vice versa, or he says, be mekadesh to me on the condition that I am wealthy, and it's found that he's poor, or vice versa. In all these cases, she is not mekadesh. So Shimon says, if he tricked her in a way that she comes out better than she thought, then she is actually mekadesh. Zuck the brisa says, if a man told a woman, be mekadesh to me with this cup. One brisa says she is kind of the cup and whatever is in it. The other brisa says she's only kind of the cup and not what's in it. And the third brisa says she's only kind of what's in it but not the cup itself. The Gemara explains the brisas don't argue. The first brisa is discussing where there is fish brine in the cup, which is eaten slowly over time, and therefore she is likely meant to accept the contents along with the cup. The second brisa is dealing with a cup full of water, in which case she had a mind to accept the cup and not the water. She doesn't need the water. The third brisa is discussing a cup full of wine. It's customary for people to offer wine and to expect the cup to be returned, and so we assume that that is what the woman agreed to over here as well. Our Mishnah says that if one sold vinegar and it turned out to be wine, or vice versa, either party may back out in either case. We see that some people value wine more, some people value vinegar more. If so, in our Mishnah, we should say that some people value gold more and other people value silver more. Why does Shimon seem to say that the Kedushin is valid if she received a more valuable item than she thought she was getting? Sima Rashi said that he heard Abai explain the Mishnah to be discussing a case where the man told the Shliach, lend me a silver dinner and give it to this woman to be Mekadosh her. And the Shliach then went and used a gold golden dinner. In that case, the Tanakhama holds that since he didn't listen to the specific instructions of the principal, the Shliach's actions are not valid. Rav Shimon holds that the man was just showing him one possible way to the Kedushin, but it's fine the fact that that gold was used instead of silver, and therefore the Kedushin is valid. Based on this, the Mishnah should not have said that the man said B'mikdeshes to me. It should have said B'mikdeshes to him, since it's the Shliach who's saying that. Also, the Mishnah should say if he tricked him, the husband, not if he tricked her. Finally, what does the Mishnah mean when it says if it was later found to be? It was known all along what was being used. Rather, Rava and Rechia Bar Oven said the case of the Mishnah is where the woman appointed a Shliach to accept Kedushin and tells him to get the money from the man because he told me that he's going to give me a silver dinner. And the Shliach went and was given a gold dinner. The Tanakhama says that the woman specifically wanted a silver dinner and the Kedushin is therefore not valid. Rav Shimon holds that she's just giving him one way of accepting the Kedushin, and therefore she's okay with him accepting gold dinner as well. The reason the Mishnah says it was later found to be is because the Shliach was given the money wrapped in a cloth, and it's only later that it was unwrapped and found to be of a different kind.